You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I'm going to channel Jay Powell here for a second. Well, actually, what I'm doing is paraphrasing the Fed chair, who has said in basically this many words more than once that if the central bank is going to get inflation under control, which is, of course, the point of all this interest rate raising, the American labor market's going to have to cool down a lot. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning, that might actually be happening. We got the August JOLTS report today, the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, and it turns out that from July to August, the number of job openings in this economy fell by just about 10%, which is A, a lot, and B, more than a lot of people had been guessing. Marketplace's Lily Jamali gets us going.
The job openings part, the JO of the JOLTS report, was pretty significant, according to Elise Gould with the Economic Policy Institute.
It dropped from about 11.2 million to 10.1 million. That kind of 10% drop is very large in historical perspective.
Until August, the number of job openings had stayed above 11 million every month this year, says Ryan Wang, U.S. economist at HSBC. The loss of a million plus job openings?
And that could be a sign that that imbalance between labor supply and labor demand may be diminishing. And that, of course, is what FOMC policymakers are hoping to accomplish with tighter monetary policy.
Retail is one of the most visible parts of the economy where job openings shrank by around 143,000 sector-wide. That's down more than 30% since a year ago. Wang says there's a reason for that.
Consumer demand for goods really boomed in 2021. And this year, we've seen some signs that consumer demand for goods is starting to level off or even declining a bit.
So retailers aren't hiring as aggressively. There were also fewer job openings in healthcare and social assistance in August, says Catherine Zekier, senior labor policy analyst at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
It's still above pre-pandemic levels overall, but the growth that we were seeing last year especially has leveled off.
The upshot, the labor market's cooling, but far from freezing. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
It's been almost 15 years since we've had two back-to-back days where equities have rallied like they have these past 48 hours. We are, of course, still a good long ways from January's highs, but dare we hope the worst is behind us? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore drew the dreaded, "Hey, where are the markets going?" assignment today.
Anyone with a 401k or savings in stock, and that's 58% of the country, according to Gallup, has probably looked at their investments with horror at some point over the past 10 months. The Dow was, as of this morning, still down 18% from its high in January.
By every definition, we definitely have been in a bear market.
Mark Lehman is CEO of JMP Securities. So why did markets suddenly become happy yesterday? Well, it could be that the worst economic data is behind us.
Everything that could have gone wrong in the third quarter kind of did.
Rates spiked, the dollar spiked, the euro and the pound crashed, inflation numbers were bad.
So maybe this is a little bit of a relief rally.
Now, don't get him wrong. Inflation is stubborn. Recession's probably on its way. Earnings this quarter are probably going to be dismal. It's not that things can't get worse. It's that maybe they aren't going to get worse than markets already expect them to get, says John Mayer, chief investment officer at Global X ETFs.
One day does not make a sustained rally. Neither does two. But directionally, we're moving in the right direction with the market knowing all of these things.
But of course, things could get worse for markets.
So we would argue that, you know, we're still in a downtrend. We're still kind of in that bear market.
Sameer Samana is senior global market strategist for the Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Bear markets follow a pattern. They go down, and then they just sputter around for a while, hit bottom, and finally break through. Right now, we're probably in the sputter phase.
As time goes on and, you know, some of that hawkishness from the Fed starts to dissipate, we think probably first quarter of next year is probably the most likely timing. Then what you should hope to see is markets start to slowly kind of break back up out of it.
But the moment at which markets recover will not feel like the moment we, consumers, the economy, are recovering. It may in fact be close to our darkest economic moment. And that is because the market does not represent the economy of today. It represents the corporate economy of months and years down the road. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.